the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
Seachtain na Gaeilge is the biggest Irish language festival in Ireland and across the world. And this year runs from the 1st to the 17th of March. On the phone with me at the moment to tell us more about it, I have Brenda Ní Garvey from Conra na Gaeilge. Hello, Brenda. How are you?
Hi, Anthony. I'm good.
No hubbery, no hubbery. Will you go more?
Oh, yeah. It's been 10 of us in Vela. I guess in Himmach Egalair.
So tell me, Brenda, what is Seachtain na Gaeilge?
Well, it translates as Irish Language Week, but as you said, it runs over 17 days, so I like to think that's very Irish. We don't like to do things by halves, you know. So it's basically a big celebration of the Irish language, everything to do with language and culture, celebrating it and using it as well.
Very good. And who actually runs it?
Well, the Seachtain na Gaeilge office is in Conra na Gaeilge, and so we're an Irish language promotion organisation. But even though it is an international festival, it's very much just as a community festival as well. And the way it runs basically is there are events happening all over Ireland and the world as well. And they're being run by community groups, places like libraries, art centres, sports clubs, people, I suppose, on the ground, groups on the ground. They're bringing Seachtain na Gaeilge, the Irish Language Festival, to their area, to their communities, and we're kind of, I suppose, highlighting everything that's happening all around Ireland and the world.
Okay, and what kind of events are planned for this year's festival, and what are the more memorable ones, I guess?
Some really interesting ones are down in Waterford. There's a festival called Gaeilge Cuttra, so Irish by the Sea, and they're running events like Surfing Australia, and as well, they're on, especially coming on the 12th, they're doing a public challenge to create the largest sand arch drawing with an enormous Irish word in the sand of Gaeilge, the sand artist. So I suppose that's something really different. Other things that are happening are kind of tours of maybe historical places. So places like Glasnevin Cemetery here in Dublin, or the Guinness Storehouse even. They're running tours of Gaeilge. So every kind of event really, but I suppose they're kind of memorable big ones.
Okay, and they're all in Ireland. Is there any kind of events planned for elsewhere in the world, and what kind of events should we look out for there?
Yeah, there's things happening as far afield as Australia, would you believe? So, and Skull Gaeilge in Sydney, and they'll be taking part in the parade in Sydney and running just nice events like gatherings and kiddies and stuff like that. And in Kansas, they're going to have Irish language singing night, and it's like San Francisco and all over Europe as well, like that. In Prague, they've translated Irish short stories into Czech. So, and they were launching that last week. So I suppose a mix of everything and everything, really. And there'll be lots happening now with St. Patrick's Day obviously coming up, and plenty happening as well in the UK too.
Now, if you're not near an event, is there anything else you can do to take part in Seachtain na Gaeilge?
Sure, yeah. We love people to get out to events, but we know that's not always, I suppose, possible. So one thing that we just say to people is we should kind of just try and, I suppose, embrace the spirit of the festival and try and use as much Irish that they have. So just things like things that you would be doing every day, just try to bring in a bit more Irish to that. So if you're texting friends, or if you're on Twitter or Facebook even, if you could throw in some Irish language phrases, say Gurb Mahaga, and things like that. You can take part really in any way, and you can support the festival that way.
Yeah, so you don't need to go anywhere. You can just make a small little bit of an effort then.
Absolutely, even at home with your family, if you've got kids or just friends or anything like that, just, I suppose, using it. It all kind of normalises the language, and that's kind of really what we're trying to do. So even though it's Irish Language Week or Seachtain na Gaeilge, I suppose we're trying to highlight that the language is here all the time, and that there are opportunities to use it just to take us up on them.
Okay, and if you're not very good at Irish, because I know a lot of people that wouldn't be very fluent, or they might be a little bit scared of the old Gaeilge, is there any resources online that people can go to kind of pick up a few phrases?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that's a big problem that the language has, and that people, I suppose, don't have the confidence or are a little afraid to use this. So we just kind of such as Gael de Danagla or Irish Without Fear, and there's plenty of places online, and even ourselves now we have the festival app if anyone wants to download that. We have a phrase of the day every day, so it's a nice little phrase, two or three words, and it's written phonetically as well, and the translation in English. So, you know, it's something that you can kind of pick up easy enough and use. And besides that, yeah, like there's loads of sites, I suppose, and accounts on Twitter and Facebook. There's a great Twitter account called The Irish Bar, and they put up a nice little Irish word every day as well. So again, you can kind of learn something new, and it's not at all scary because it's so bite-sized. And it's a great way, I suppose, to just kind of reconnect with the language and start using it again.
Okay, and that app, that's on iPhones and Android, or?
Oh, yeah, the iPhone it's on iPhone and Android. And so if you just search for Shop and Agrega, the app just pops right up, and it's free to download. It has a list of kind of upcoming events, and then, as I said, the phrase of the day as well.
Perfect, great. And if people want to find out more about Seachtain na Gaeilge, the history behind it or anything like that, where's the best place to go? What's the website?
The website is snag.ie, so that stands for Seachtain na Gaeilge, snag.ie. And so yeah, you can find out about, I suppose, the history of the festival. We're running, would you believe, from 1902. So that's maybe why it started off as a week, but at this stage now there's so much going on that we've had to kind of broaden it to include the 1st to the 17th. But yeah, they can go onto the site, there's plenty there, and they'll find out, I suppose, things that are happening as well. And two, maybe, you know, like maybe not for this year, but for the next time around, if anyone is interested in running an event, and like there's no limit, absolutely anyone is welcome to register an event and to run it and see how it goes, and you know, for every level as well. So some events would be for maybe fluent speakers, other events are bilingual, other events are very much about the language, but probably, you know, more so maybe through English, but just, I suppose, and giving people a bit more information and kind of getting them started with the language.
Brenda, good to meet you, Margaret.
Good morning, Anthony.
And take care, and I hope it all goes well for you.
Oh, good to meet you, Margaret.